Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday morning. Snowy Wednesday morning. Wednesday, January the 25th, 2023. 15 minutes past the hour. And we are currently on a level one snow emergency as of 4:30 this morning. I'm going to read this again. At 4:30 a.m., the Marion County Sheriff's Office issued a level one snow advisory. For Marion County, primary and secondary roadways are icy and snow is expected with wind. Crews from ODOT, the Marion County Garage, and Marion City will be treating the roads throughout the day. Be alert for vehicles going into ditches and medians and vehicles traveling slowly. Keep a safe distance from other vehicles and drive slowly. If possible, limit travel and only be on the roadways if necessary. Now, a level one snow emergency means roadways are extremely hazardous with accumulated and or blowing and or drifting snow. Roads may be icy. Motorists should use extreme caution while driving and limit travel. So that is where we are this morning. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. What's on your mind this morning? How is the weather in your area? Are you doing okay weather-wise? Has anybody taken a yardstick or a ruler? A ruler would do it this morning. Or a tape measure outside and checked how much accumulation fell in Marion last night. Through the overnight hours, 740-751-4038. Do want to mention again, there'll be a free laundry ministry at Colonial Coin on North Main Street, the North Main Street location, 5 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, January the 26th, and they do provide soap and softener. Also, the Richland Road Food Pantry will be open this coming Saturday. That will be January 28th. Richland Road Church of Christ. The parking lot opens at 8, and the food pantry starts at 9. And I do want to remind everybody, I will not be in tomorrow. I have my two-month checkup, I guess, as it were. But I will be back on Friday morning. And, of course, we have the big Groundhog Day doings coming up on Groundhog Day. How about that? Groundhog Day would happen on Groundhog Day. It'll happen February 2nd, Thursday, February 2nd, a week from tomorrow, 8:15 till 10 a.m. at the WGH Talk Studios on South Prospect Street. I guess other than that, that's the way the show goes this morning. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Now, does anybody want me to reveal? Now, I really have two surprises to announce in regard to this Groundhog Day event. I explained what's going to happen pretty thoroughly in the first hour. And Bob Welsh called in. And we do know that the Groundhog Pizza is coming along okay, and we do know that the plaque is almost ready for the person who answers the most Groundhog trivia questions. But the question is, do you want me to reveal the little bit of information that I have? I'll tell you what. If we get five separate callers this morning, we'll see how many people are awake and want to know this surprise. If we get five separate callers, now they have to be different people, in the next, well, before we go off at 10 o'clock, if we get five separate callers, I will give you the surprise, one of the surprises, that has not been announced for Groundhog Day next Thursday. 740-751-4038. Now remember, everybody don't call at once, because that's what's causing the internet to drop out. So if the line's just ringing and I'm not picking up right away, or you hear somebody else talking on the air, just kind of hold off until they're done, and then we will we'll get to you. So there you go. If we get five separate callers between now and the 10 o'clock hour, I will give you the hint. You know, if you if you call in and say you want to know the secret, you want to know what I'm not telling you about Groundhog Day so far, we'll do it. All right, 740-751-4038. Well, I tell you, maybe if our friend Ruben has switched over to WGH Talk now via the internet, maybe we'll hear from him. Okay, be safe if you're out there on the roads, by the way. What did I say? Oh, you know, I did. I had a Family Feud, but we had a Family Feud question going here the other day, and we'll get back to that eventually. But I had a Family Feud question in regard... Oh, I'm getting a phone call already here this morning. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Let's get that clue. Let's get that secret.
Okay, we got one, but we got to get four more.
Okay.
Okay, well, we've got one unique caller saying they want to know the Groundhog Day secret. But remember, it can't be the same person calling in five times. So if we get four more callers this morning saying they want to know the secret before 10 o'clock, I will tell you what the other secret is involving Groundhog Day. Now remember, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, I think we're getting another caller here. Go ahead, caller. What's that?
I said, what is the secret?
Okay, that's two. Thanks. All right, we got two unique callers in now. Well, and maybe here comes the third. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Me too.
All right, you're number three. I got you.
Okay, Scott.
Yeah?
I got a thing here. I was watching TV, and that Elon Musk, they were doing a petition, I guess online, maybe Adam, whoever does this, and all they said was change.org, and that they could sign up. So I know there's some kind of a website that these people in Marion, anybody, could sign up for, like, a petition. There has to be.
Well,
so if he could get on that, it's change.org. But I don't know if you have to look under petition, because I don't know anything about that stuff.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, Adam's phone number is on the, it plays every top of the hour. If you wanted to give Adam a call, I'm sure he could help you set that up.
Yeah, because I got to get your thing in the mail. So I'm seeing what I was just counting on a bunch of stuff to send, too. And
yeah.
Another thing, you were going to talk about that Alec Baldwin.
Yes, yes, I am. You know, I forgot about that. I'm glad somebody reminded me. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Okay, now, I have your papers ready, but I kept this in Monday. There's kind of a thing similar to that that happened over at Mansfield. And if I threw out the papers, you could discuss it maybe next week or something.
Well,
it's something, and a lot of people won't agree with it, and maybe some will.
Well, so, even maybe on Friday. So we'll see. Yeah, maybe, because I'll be back on Friday morning.
Well, I don't know what I'm going out if it's slippery. So
yeah.
That's just it. I might not get them to you. You only go there Friday, right?
Yeah, I'm only at the studio on Friday.
Yeah, because I just throw them anytime. Okay.
All right, thanks.
Goodbye.
All right, now, Judy, call Adam, and maybe he can help you with that petition website. Well, we've got three people who want to know the secret to the groundhog. Now, are we going to get four? Now, remember, it cannot be the same people. So we've got, I think, Sarah, Judy, and Trish, who have called in this morning. So we still need two more before 10 o'clock, before I will tell you the secret. One of the other secrets that will be going on Groundhog Day morning, which I just learned yesterday. And, of course, this is all based upon the weather. Because, obviously, if there is a messy, messy weather situation next Thursday, we'll have to see how that all goes. But if you want to know the secret, we've still got two more people who have to call in who say they want to know the secret, who have not already called in. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Still need two more people to call in to say they want to know the secret. If we don't get the two people, we'll just keep it a secret for at least two more days because I will not be on tomorrow. But we'll be back on Friday morning. Now, does anybody have any stories they'd like to share about the weather this morning? The weather in your neck of the woods. Did you get out? Did you make it to work? Is everything going okay? How much snow is where you are? You know, I have not been outside yet to be able to test that out, to see what the snow on the ground looks like, how many inches we might have gotten last night. And I haven't watched any TV. Apparently Mike McCarthy is out there this morning telling people what the snowfall accumulation looks like. But if you want to know the groundhog secret, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. All right. We've got three people. We got to get five. Okay. Now, where is... Oh, the special Family Feud Snow Edition here this morning. Okay. Now, we've got seven answers here. Well, maybe we might have more than seven. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We actually got 14. How about that? I don't know that we've ever had a question that had 14 answers before. 14 answers. Here we go. Here's the category. Name something that starts with the word snow. Now remember, if you hear somebody calling in or the phone line rings more than a few times, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so call back in, and that way we won't crash the phone lines. Name something that starts with the word snow. There are 14 big answers. How about that? 14 that start with the word snow. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say...
What is that?
Snowman.
Snowman, number one on the list. You got it.
Scott, I got a question.
Yeah?
Do you have two secrets you're going to tell?
Well, I have two, but I'm just going to give the one if we get five people today.
I think I know one.
What's that?
You're going to have a live groundhog.
No, I'm not. No live groundhog.
I thought maybe you were going to have... I go live groundhog there. That was going to be a surprise.
Oh, no. That's a little... I wouldn't even know where to get a live groundhog.
Well, I thought somebody was going to bring one. One of the
people
that's bringing something. I thought, well, I bet you anything he's going to have a live groundhog there.
Okay. That's a good guess. Thanks. Not a live groundhog. You know, I don't know how that would go if a live groundhog showed up. I don't even know what you do with a live groundhog. They'll have a live groundhog up the road at 7 o'clock. That's where the live groundhog will be. All right. A word that begins with snow. Well, we've got snowman, but we've still got 13 other answers. What do you think they are? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Snow bunny.
Snow bunny. Let's see if snow bunny is on the list here. No snow bunny.
Okay.
You know, I'm looking at this list here. I think it is only seven answers. The way this is written is kind of odd. No snow bunny on the list. All right, let's see here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Oh, we lost that caller. Well, maybe this is the person. Let's check it out here.
Hello?
I'll say a snowball.
Snowball. Let me see here. Yes, Snowball is number 3 on the list.
Okay.
Got it.
Snowball shows up at number 3 on the list. All right, and I think we have another call coming in here.
Go ahead, caller.
Snowbird.
Snowbird. Let me see here if we've got a snowbird. No snowbird on the list.
Okay.
No snowbird on today's list. We've got snowman and snowball. Still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 answers left to go. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a snowflake?
Snowflake. Yes, snowflake is number 4 on the list. You got it.
Snowflake shows up at number 4 on the list today. All right, I think we've got another one coming here.
Go ahead, caller.
Snow trail.
Snow trail. Let me see here. No snow trail on the list.
Okay.
No snow trail on the list here this morning. 30 minutes past the hour. 7 answers on the board here. All right. Well, if that's you, give us a call back. Somebody was coming in there. 740-751-4038. All righty. Here we go.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a snowplow?
Snowplow is number 7 on the list. You got it.
Snowplow shows up at number 7 on the list today. So, we've got snowman, snowball, snowflake, and snowplow. Still 3 answers left to go. 740-751-4038. A word that starts with snow. The answers, snowman, snow, what do we have here? Snowman, snowball, snowflake, and snowplow.
Go ahead.
How about snow boots?
Let's see here. Snow boots. No snow boots on the list.
No snow boots on the list here today. 3 answers left to go. They're the number 2 answer, the number 5 answer, and the number 6 answer. Words that begin with snow. Now, the ones that are taken, snowman, snowball, snowflake, and snowplow.
Those are gone. Go ahead, caller.
How about a snow cone?
Snow cone. Let's see. Yes, snow cone is number 5 on the list.
All right. Snow cone. Number 5 on the list. Still 2 answers left. Does anybody know what they are? Words that begin with snow. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We've got snowman, snowball, snowflake, snow cone, snow plow. 2 answers left to go. What might they be? They're the number 2 and the number 6 answer. Words that begin with snow. Phone lines are wide open here, 34 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And remember, at this particular point, we're wide open here at GH Talk. Just checking the weather there to make sure that our snow emergencies haven't been updated or anything of that nature.
Go ahead, caller.
Let's try snow tires.
No snow tires on the list.
No snow tires on the list here today. Well, the phone lines are wide open. Is anybody going to sneak in here with one of the right answers? Now remember, we've got snowman, snowball, snowflake, snow cone, and snow plow. Those are the answers we have. But there are still two left. Does anybody know what they are? Words that start with snow. 740-751-4038. All right, maybe this person knows. Coming in here.
Go ahead, caller.
What about snow day?
No snow days. Good guess, though.
No snow days on the list today. Although, I'm sure it is a snow day for quite a few people. No snow days on the list. Snowman, snowball, snowflake, snow cone, and snow plow. Still two answers left to go.
Go ahead.
How about a snow sled?
No snow sled on the list.
Snow sled does not make this particular list this morning. Wow, what are those two answers that are left? Does anybody have any idea what two answers we have left here? Words that begin with snow. Boy, I guess there are a lot more than we would have thought. Two left, though. 740-751-4038. Phone lines wide open. Coming up on 37 minutes past the hour here. We've got Snowman. Well, let's take the phone call here. See if we've got anything. Go ahead, caller.
How about a snowstorm?
No snowstorm.
Snowstorm does not make the list here this morning. Two words left that begin with snow. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Nope, we lost that caller. If that's you, give us a buzz back here. 740-751-4038. 23 minutes left to get these final two answers. We've got snowman, snowball, snowflake, snow cone, snow plow. Two left to go. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Snow White.
Snow White. Yes, Snow White is number two on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Snow White shows up at number two on our list today. So that works out okay.
Go ahead, caller.
How about snowmobile?
Snowmobile, number, is that six? Yeah, number six on the list. You got it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Snowmobile shows up at number six on the list. Well, we got them all. Words that begin with snow. All right, let's take the call here.
Go ahead, caller.
Nope, she must have heard. We got snowmobile. All right, the words were snowman, snow white, snowball, snowflake, snow cone, snowmobile, and snow plow. Okay. Now, well, we blew right through our family feud this morning here, words that begin with snow. All right, how are the roads out there? How much snow has fallen in your area? Do you have any thoughts on the $5,000 reward being offered for the Harding dog collar? We learned as of Monday morning from Prosecutor Ray Grogan, in consultation with Police Chief Jay McDonald, that if the dog collar is returned to the radio station, there will be no prosecution and there will be no questions asked. And the Harding home will get their dog collar back, and the person who returns it will get $5,000. And of course, you can always call the radio station with that, 740-383-9944. Or show up on Friday between 8 a.m. and 1 in the afternoon. All right, we have our Groundhog Day celebration going on. Now, I've only got 3 people who've called in. I said I had to have 5. We've only got 3. Do you want to know what the surprise is when it comes to the Groundhog Day celebration coming up on February the 2nd, a week from tomorrow? We have 2 surprises, really, that still need to be announced, but one I feel confident in making this morning. So we have had 3 people call in who say they want to know the secret. We still need 2 more before we're going to give that secret away. Go ahead, caller.
I'm number 4. I want another surprise.
You're number 4. All we need is 1 more now.
All right.
Well, we've got 4 people who want to know the surprise. 1 more left to go. As long as 1 more person calls in and says they want to know the surprise, we will reveal the Groundhog, one of the surprises, for Groundhog Day next Thursday, which really just came about yesterday morning. But it's kind of a fun thing for Groundhog Day. All right. And so the 4 unique people we've had call in so far, I believe, are Sarah, Trish, Judy, and Bob. So 1 more still to go. 1 more person still has to call in and say they want to know the secret, and we will tell them the secret that will be taking place next week on Groundhog Day during our celebration from 8:15 until 10 o'clock. And of course, I guess it won't be much of a secret once we let it out of the bag here, but we need 1 more person to call in before 10 o'clock. Now, don't forget, Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be on from 10:15 until 12 noon today. And then Adam the Computer Guy from 12:15 until 1 p.m. And as I said, I do know there were people the other day who wanted to call in and talk about the dog collar, but we ran out of time on Monday because we were kind of wrapped up in, we went off the air Monday because of the overwhelming phone calls, but I think that was part of it. So if you have anything you want to say in regard to the dog collar, please feel free to call in 740-751-4038. Also, did you find anything the mayor said yesterday of interest? You know, the Marion City Schools have elected a new superintendent. Saw that in the paper today. I guess that's an item of note with everything that's been going on at the Marion City Schools. Olympia Della Flora is the new superintendent at Marion City Schools. Now, is that going to make a difference? You know, and I don't know her, and I doubt most of us know who she is, but with all the rigmarole that's been going on there at Marion City Schools, do you think this will make a difference? Olympia Della Flora, named the new superintendent at Marion City Schools. You know, in my memory, I cannot remember a female superintendent being permanent. We had Dr. Arusi. We had, who was before Dr. Arusi? I know we had Dr. Thede in there for a long time. We had, there were 2. You know, their names are slipping me right now, slipping my mind. Dr. Barney. We had Dr. Barney. I think Zwick. I think there was one named Zwick. And, of course, Doc Brown was there for quite a while. I don't know if we've ever had a female superintendent in Marion City Schools. Does anybody ever remember a female superintendent in Marion City Schools? Now, I did say I would talk a little bit more about the Alec Baldwin situation. Now, apparently they're finishing the movie. I did read that the other day. I don't think that was, you know, any kind of false news. Well, let me go here for a second before we go to, I guess let's stay on Alec Baldwin. I'll save the other topic for another day because apparently it's going to be a long-range topic. But, you know, the Alec Baldwin situation, being charged with involuntary manslaughter, I still don't know about. Now, I do know that since this story, we started talking about it on Friday, the firearm expert on the set has also been charged with involuntary manslaughter. But I don't know if anybody else has been charged as of yet. I don't know what the situation is there. And I still really... It's a complicated situation, to be honest with you. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you going to tell us the secret?
Oh, you're going to be number five, so the secret can come out.
Yeah, I have to get in there.
All right, I will tell the secret.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Lee comes in as number five, and I will now tell the secret to Groundhog Day. One of the secrets. Not only will we have everything going on that we've already talked about, but now, this is going to be a lot of fun because she's back up and running. 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, whose signature is in the Guinness Book of World Records for signing more currency than anybody else in the history, will be on hand Groundhog Day. Now, this is why I said we've got to have something nice of these predictions. Because here's what's going to happen. Mary Ellen Withrow is going to be our official weather certifier. So, when our groundhog, Warren Groundhog Harding, picks up the piece of pizza and reveals what the weather prediction is, Mary Ellen will be right there, and she will put that famous signature that's in the Guinness Book of World Records on that prediction. And that prediction will therefore be certified into the record. Now, I think that's a lot of fun. Now, what do you think of that? Mary Ellen Withrow now added to the festivities for Groundhog Day as the official groundhog certifier. Anybody have any thoughts on that? That's the secret, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, Mary Ellen came to the Christmas party that we had at the office and seemed to be doing fine. The leg is healing up nicely, which is very good. So what do you think? Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States, is now the official certifier of the weather prediction. Now, this is why I said we have to have some nice cards. I don't know if it's going to be index cards or what it'll be, under those pieces of pizza. So that way Mary Ellen can sign the prediction after the groundhog picks the piece of pizza. You know, this Groundhog Day thing is really turning in, you know, to a real circus atmosphere. It's going to be something that day. You know, I don't know if anything like this has really ever taken place. Certainly on Groundhog Day, I don't think it has. All right, does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, it's just in the idea of having fun. We need to have fun from time to time. And I'll tell you something that'll be fun for a lot of people is the Free Laundry Ministry coming up tomorrow, Thursday, at the Colonial Coin Laundromat on North Main Street, 5 to 8 p.m. They will provide soap and softener. Now, that's at the North Main location of Colonial Coin. Also, Food Pantry over at the Richland Road Church of Christ this coming Saturday. I guess that will be the 8th of January. The parking lot opens up at 8, and the food pantry is at 9, and it's first come, first serve. All right. Now, does anybody have anything to say about the Alec Baldwin situation? 49 minutes left to go here, or 49 minutes past the hour. 11 minutes left to go here on this snowy morning. By the way, has anybody checked the snow outside yet? Has anybody went out and driven around, seen what it's like? Has anybody taken a ruler or a tape measure or a yardstick out and see how much snow fell overnight? Give me a call, 740-751-4038. All right. Well, when it comes to this Alec Baldwin situation about being charged with involuntary manslaughter, there are just a lot of questions here. Now, I think Alec Baldwin hurt himself when he said he did not fire the gun. I guess, although I don't know if we'll ever really know if he did fire the gun or not. Now, I certainly don't think he meant to do it. I don't know. It's such a complicated situation. So I guess my question is, do you think Alec Baldwin should have been charged with involuntary manslaughter? Now, this brought out a lot of strong opinions in people on Friday when we first brought it up. Now, the firearm expert who was on the set apparently also has been charged with involuntary manslaughter. And I think I was reading that she was fairly new to the business, which is kind of interesting and odd all in the same way. Go ahead, caller.
I will tell you, Scott, on several stations I've been on, the 22-year-old that was supposed to check the bullet,
right?
They said that she did not know the difference between a live bullet and, I'll call it, the dummy bullet.
Yeah, I had heard that she was very young and kind of new to the situation.
Well, I heard that she was a friend of either somebody he knew or something. That's why he hired her. But they said they cut all kind of, things like safety things, I guess the budget. And I guess a lot of stuff was going on there, too. But I thought one did say that they took the live bullets and they were, I don't know if they were target practicing or what. And what else did I hear? Different ones. But some say, he's really going to be in for it, and some say no. So you just don't know. But they said that everybody that has a gun, when they hand it to them and they tell them that it's okay, they are supposed to open it up and double check it, the one that's going to be firing the gun. They said that's like protocol that they do that. So I don't know. But he's been, in movies 45 years. I think he's played in other Westerns. You would have thought that he would have known to do that. I thought once that he grew up around guns, but I'm not for sure.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. Hey, thanks for the information.
Goodbye.
All right, again, phone lines are open. Now, do you think Alec Baldwin should have, he obviously is, should have been charged with involuntary manslaughter? And I did hear something. I maybe she was 22. I don't remember hearing that part in the story, but I know she was in her 20s. This firearm expert who loaded this gun. I also heard, and again, this is just heard, I haven't done a whole lot of research on this story, that there was live ammunition on the set because I guess some of the people on the set were shooting things during their downtime, skeet shooting or something like that. Has anybody heard that? Has anybody heard any more to this Alec Baldwin story, or do you have an opinion on it? It's very odd because you certainly can't say that Alec Baldwin had a motive to shoot and kill this woman, which is awful that somebody has ended up dead, because I don't even think he knew that there were real bullets in the gun. But then again, I would think, well, see, I don't really understand the whole thing. It's so complicated because It's not like he was shooting at this person, is my understanding. Apparently, there was a scene in which he was shooting his way out of a building, and one of the bullets somehow stray hit her. Is that the understanding? I mean, she was a cinematographer. She was not another actor. I don't know. Do you think Alec Baldwin should have been charged with involuntary manslaughter? I don't know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have any opinions on that, give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. And again, our groundhog secret this morning, which we did get to, Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States, will be signing the official weather prediction next Thursday on Groundhog Day. And again, that celebration will take place from 8:15 to 10 a.m. at the WGH studios on South Prospect Street. Any more conversation on the Harding dog collar? Will the fact that nobody will be prosecuted or questioned bring back the old dog collar? What do you make of the new superintendent in Marion City Schools? Obviously, we don't know how that's going to go as of yet, but we do have a change now. So I guess we will see what happens as the road goes. I think in a way, we all have positive hopes. I don't know why anybody would go into it with negative hopes. And again, phone lines are open. We got 4 minutes left to go here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And currently, phone lines are wide open. Now again, want to mention that I will not be on tomorrow morning from 8 to 10, but I will be back on Friday morning starting at 8:15 with new programs. So I hope you enjoy the best of programs tomorrow morning. And again, want to mention Voice of a People with Linda Sims will come on when I go off today, 10:15 till 12 noon. And then Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. What better to do on a nice snowy day? The Free Laundry Ministry tomorrow, January 26th, Colonial Coin Laundromat, North Main Street location, 5 to 8 p.m. You got to provide your soap. No, they will provide your soap and your softener. Richland Road Church of Christ Food Pantry coming up Saturday. That will be the 28th, wouldn't it? 25th today. Yeah, the 28th. The 28th from 8 a.m. Well, 8 a.m. the parking lot opens, and 9 a.m. the food pantry begins over at the Richland Road Church of Christ. And I know a lot of people are in need of that this time of year. Okay, 2 minutes left to go. Does anybody have to say anything or have anything to say, I guess I should say, on the myriad of topics we have went through this morning? From the Harding dog collar, to the snow, to Groundhog Day, to Alec Baldwin. Should he be charged with involuntary manslaughter? 740-751-4038. Well, I do feel accomplished in the fact that we got our five guesses, or our five people wanting to know what the surprise was for Groundhog Day, and we revealed that. Also good. Well, we're still under a level one. It has not bumped up to a level two, which is good, I think, for everybody involved at this point. All right, let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, real quick, before the end of the hour, I just wanted to say that those meteorologists sure missed this storm.
They certainly, they got us all scared and buying bread and milk, and then they missed it.
We don't even have but maybe 3/4 of an inch to 1 inch.
I don't think it's snowing at all right now.
No, just like a rain.
Yep.
It's just slush. That's about it.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep, have a good one.
Bye-bye.
All right. And we also got a message from Mary asking what the secret is. So we got six people calling in with the secret, wanting to know what the secret is. Mary Ellen Withrow will be there next Thursday to certify the weather prediction with that famous signature. So she will be there next Thursday as well from 8:15 until 10 p.m. So, Mary, that is the secret. All right. And, yeah, I think the meteorologist missed this one. Got us all whipped into a frenzy for nothing. Well, hey, I'm done. Linda Sims coming up. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary comedian Pat Cooper.
Listen to me. That's if your friends want to buy that book, and I ain't making a dime on it, I tell you that. I don't give a damn about the money. Let them go to Amazon. It's a cheaper, and it's a great book because it's honest, and you're going to do a lot of laughing. And the only reason I wrote the book, because people who have no life are writing books.